Supplemental reading.
Daryl Atkins and the Death Penalty. Many mentally challenged people with IQs of 55 and above can hold jobs, have children, and do many things that normal people do. Many mentally challenged people with IQs of 55 and above can hold jobs, have children, and do many things that normal people do. When mentally challenged people commit crimes and are convicted, is it fair to put them to death, as other criminals are sentenced to death? When mentally challenged people commit crimes and are convicted, is it fair to put them to death, as other criminals are sentenced to death? However, in recent years, it seems that the majority of Americans have come closer to agreement on the issue. In the late 1990s, Atkins was found guilty of killing a person and was given the death penalty in Virginia. This decision opposed a 1989 Supreme Court decision that said mentally challenged persons may be executed. In the 2002 decision, the court said that the nation had come to a consensus against executing the mentally challenged. They said it is unfair to execute someone who cannot fully understand how bad their actions were.